the damage to the cultural heritage, in particular in the Kathmandu Valley, where we have 7 World Heritage Sites, is absolutely dramatic. So we have, let's say, 80% destruction of the temples and the historic houses of Bhaktapur. The same is the case for the famous Royal Square, the Durbar Square in Kathmandu itself, and also the Royal Palace, which is now a museum, is very heavily touched. So there we have 2 wings where the walls have totally disintegrated, and we have for the moment not yet saved the objects which are inside.
What does such a loss represent for a country like Nepal? I'm thinking specifically of the impact on the tourism sector, which was quite important for the country's economy.
Tourism is one of the main sources of income for Nepal, and at the moment the tourism industry is totally down, also because many hotels are not safe, so most of the hotels here in Kathmandu are closed at the moment. Also, the many hotels in the Sagarmatha National Park, which is the Mount Everest area, are destroyed, in particular by the second earthquake, which had its epicenter exactly under the Mount Everest. So this takes some of the potential for the nature tourists who come here for trekking, but I think all tourists also come for the heritage monuments, and this will have a medium and maybe even long-term impact on tourism.
And what has UNESCO's action been to help the government in the immediate aftermath?
Yeah, the government has requested us to help them with the assessment and with the consolidation of monuments, what we have started now. So we have now assessed the monuments inside the Kathmandu Valley, and just tomorrow I send out a team to other more remote areas where we also have temples. We are now also planning the emergency consolidation of those monuments which still stand but which are at risk of collapsing when the monsoon comes in 3 or 4 weeks. And for us, the priority is the Royal Palace Museum on the Durbar Square in Kathmandu. Nobody can even enter into the building. So the entire building moves and the walls have disintegrated from the corner. So for the moment, totally unsafe to enter into the building, and the building has to be demolished. So there's no way of consolidating it in this state. And we have now to bring out the museum collections from these wings. It's with a crane. And then we have to remove the roof and then from top to down, take out the objects and demolish the building gradually. So this is a very complicated action.
Is the restoration of some of these temples that you mentioned earlier, is it possible? And have there been any cases of pillaging of these sites?
For looting of the sites, I have heard only of one case. Of course, does not exclude that there were other cases. And looting is really a main concern to us. And we had immediately our teams there to identify the sculptures and the carved wooden beams there, and everything which has to be not only brought in security from looters, but also from rain and from wrong handling by the safeguarding teams. And we work with the local communities, with the priests of the temples, and of course with the Department of Archaeology. But the task, of course, is enormous, because there are not only the 7 World Heritage Sites, but hundreds of other temples of which the objects have to be brought in security.